Hey, we're talking with pharmacy owner Ben Price from Honaker, Virginia, with Tiger RX Pharmacy today about medication non-adherence and leveraging the technology that can help you minimize that risk of medication non-adherence. I'm excited. This is the podcast series dedicated by RX Safe, leading in pharmacy automation technologies to minimize drug non-adherence, medication non-adherence. I'm Todd Urey, founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and this is the Pharmacy Podcast Nation.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
The business of pharmacy would do better to understand that success is about delivering better health to our patients. For this reason, all pharmacy organizations should develop a persistent spirit of servant leadership and leverage intelligent technology to maximize better outcomes. This is the RX Safe podcast series, brought to you by the Pharmacy Podcast Network. RX Safe has unwavering core values, which guide everything they do every day. They believe in the importance of people above all other aspects of business and aspire to ensure their customers are 100% satisfied. This podcast series is about challenging conventional wisdom, upending the status quo, and developing technology that will define the future of the pharmacy industry. This is the RX Safe podcast series. Learn more at rxsafe.com/podcasts.
This is Benjamin Price with Tiger X Pharmacy in Homemaker, Virginia, and you're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
You know, we did an interview recently on medication non-adherence and adherence that was sponsored by the RX Safe team. Really appreciated the insights of Matthew Massey with Massey Drugs in Alabama. Really interesting interview. My name is Todd Urey. I'm the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and you're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. And today, I'm excited to welcome Tiger RX Pharmacy owner, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about non-adherence and how Benjamin Price has leveraged technology to do more for his patients, as well as building a more efficient pharmacy operations. We are talking about medication non-adherence, medication adherence today. I'm passionate about this because it's a big issue in our healthcare system. 125,000 deaths have been recorded per year because of this. 10% of the hospitalizations and costs are being driven up to the $300 billion annual mark, which is pretty serious. I have pharmacy owner of Tiger RX Pharmacy, Benjamin Price, on the line. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast, Ben.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So I've been a fan of independently owned pharmacies, starting out in long-term care and then the combo shops, and then specialty and compounding. And really now I understand all facets of pharmacy, including health system. And I'm recognizing now and trying to position the Pharmacy Podcast Network in a position of advocacy in so many different ways. We're doing politics, we're doing technology reviews, we're doing career opportunities for pharmacists, including consultative pharmacists through like a model like the concierge pharmacist and Care One concierge pharmacist model, which is an up and coming model. But you are the bread and butter. You are the salt of the earth. You are in the trenches of healthcare every day. You can't get more intimate to a patient from a pharmacy perspective than a community pharmacy owner. Give us some background, Ben, on your passion. You have to be passionate to stay in this. Otherwise, you're probably just a little bit crazy. Maybe a little bit both. But tell me about Tiger RX Pharmacy and your background.
Well, you know, we're definitely probably a little heavy on the crazy. We stay, you know, very busy, and basically everything you mentioned we're doing. And so, you know, using technology to kind of to get everything to mesh is, you know, it allows me to do more things than just my standard normal operating procedures. And so, you know, we are a combo shop. We do a lot of long-term care. Of course, we have our walk-in retail patients. We're in a small rural area that is tremendously medically underserved. and also has a significant indigent population with a focus on particularly diabetes, COPD, and the comorbidities that come along with both of those. But yeah, it's something that we're, you know, we stay passionate about, the intimacy you talk about. You know, I know most every one of my patients on a first name basis, you know, we see them out in the community. And I love that. That's probably my most favorite part about my job. And, when I'm able to use technology to connect with my patients, it brings that relationship that we have that much closer. And when we have that close relationship, I'm able to say, I'm able to basically connect with them on a level to where they understand that, I very much care about their well-being and their healthcare outcomes. And so my opinion of their adherence is going to go a lot longer, with their healthcare than just someone that says, hey, you know, you should take these pills.
How long have you been a pharmacist, Ben? Where'd you go to school?
Okay, so I've been a pharmacist now for 9 years, as of the 30th of this month. Graduated from Appalachian College of Pharmacy in 2010 in Oakwood, Virginia. That's about 30 minutes away from my store. My dad's been a pharmacist for 46 years, and so I've been in the pharmacy world as a W-2 employee since I was 13.
Wow. It's in your blood. It's kind of in your DNA now. Is second generation or third generation?
Second generation.
Okay. Tell me about your community. Tell me about, you know, how large is the community? What's the primary employer? Was it like, I grew up in southwestern Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh, and it was all steelwork and Armco, which is actually not even Armco anymore. And Butler, Pennsylvania was the main provider of really being an employer. But tell me a little bit about your town.
So our town is a town of around 1,200 people, but the town is very small in you know, geographically. So, you know, when you look at some of the census data and you look at some of the population data, it's very skewed because there's a lot of people that say they're from Honeaker, but they don't physically live in the town limits. I'm one of those people. You know, our county is in the county area that we service is probably around 20,000 people. And you know, when I'm doing my Facebook marketing and my ad targeting, it's typically between 20 and 25,000 people that I try to target. So with that being said, it's a very, very rural area. I mean, you know, the closest Walmart or, you know, chain pharmacy from my store is probably 15 miles. But we've got a lot of good general practitioners and primary care providers here in the town that are very, very good to work with. And so even the biggest problem with the medically underserved that I mentioned earlier is access to care due to health insurance, or there's a significant barrier with health literacy. So, you know, people are having these diabetic conditions that they don't know about, and they brush it off. I mean, you can talk yourself out of anything related to your health. I mean, you can, you know, diabetes in this area, most people that have prediabetes and have maybe some signs or symptoms, the biggest sign and symptom that they have is denial. And so, you know, we're able to leverage technology to help them see, you know, what can happen, and really able to make intervention at that point to get them on the right path.
So you mentioned technology and what significance that is to running a community independently owned pharmacy, which is not an easy task. I've been in thousands of pharmacies over the last 15 years, and it's amazing what innovation comes from the pharmacy owners out there, and what they've leveraged even before leveraging packaging technology or adherence-based technology, like your RxSafe system, which we'll talk about in a second. But before that, tell us, you saw the advent, you saw the beginning of technology in your world because you were there at 13 years old. So take us through, you know, where you were, why you chose the technology that you did, starting with the pharmacy management system, and then where you're at today. And then I have some questions with regards to specific patient care.
I mean, yeah, and I appreciate that question because I think it's always, you know, pharmacists are, any pharmacist is very, we're all very, very detail-oriented and like-minded people. And what always amazed me is we have the data at our fingertips. I mean, every time we enter something in our pharmacy management system, which, you know, I use QS1, but every time that we enter something into our pharmacy management system, we're creating some type of data entry set that can be used and analyzed later. In the case of my pharmacy, we've been operating for almost 20 years now. That's a lot of transactions that you can aggregate and create some type of intelligence. So to me, the thing that came about for the use of technology that just really makes a complete difference is we're able to take the data that we create on a daily basis and use technology to analyze that, to find out gaps in therapy. Because, you know, when I'm doing my job and I'm behind the counter, or out in front of the counter, which I try to be, using the technology to find out that, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Jones is not taking their statin, and, you know, I'm able to make that intervention. And before I wouldn't be able to, because I don't know what they're doing with it at their house, but it's physically impossible for them to take it if they're not getting it filled. So the technology that I use is allowing me to identify those patients and have that conversation with them. I joke with my technicians all the time that, you know, my biggest job is to make people feel good about themselves, shake their hands, and kiss the babies. You know, so creating that connection with my patients is important. So when I get that on that list of, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Jones is not taking their statin, I can talk to them about their life. I can talk to them about their family, ask them about their grandbaby, and at the same time say, you know what, you've showed up on my list that you're not taking your statin. And here's why this is important. And so that's where I'm able to take technology, add the community pharmacy touch, and create better adherence results for my patients, which lead to better healthcare outcomes.
So you mentioned QS1, one of the most mature and oldest of pharmacy system companies, that the code is certainly not old because of all of the investment that they've made over the years and taking it from where it started to where it is today. I know John Bell over, he's a product manager at QS1. He's dedicated, he's passionate. Crystal Ratliff, who's another product manager. I just like their team. They've taken it on the, you know, their chin. They've been beat up. They've seen the good times. They've seen the bad times. It actually reminds me of a community pharmacy owner, but in the software space. So come a long way, and it's really been it's been good to work with them too. We've supported their sister organization under Smith Tech for Integra, the document management systems, which is really interesting. But so that's your pharmacy system. Let's talk about how you made the decision to choose a packaging system to help you with adherence, identifying issues. You had already identified issues with your patients who were not adherent. And tell us a little bit about that decision process.
Well, you know, I try to have a good time in anything that I do, whether it be with the pharmacy or be with my patients, or you know, I feel like there's a certain amount of good humor that helps you know, people's healthcare come along. So, you know, with that being said, you mentioned QS1, and I've participated in several focus groups with QS1 about what their clients needed. You know, QS1 is a very passionate company. I don't think that you will ever speak to a pharmacist that says, you know what, I love my pharmacy management system and there's nothing in the world I would change about it. It's just perfect.
Right.
But with that being said, you know, QS1 has you know, been the market leader for years, and you know, we've been through the ups and downs with them. I feel like they're definitely on an uptick now. And they've started listening to their customers very, very specifically and, you know, are really fitting their needs, at least from my perspective, much better than, say, even 5 years ago. So that being said, you know, the technology partners, you know, they always are going to interface with QS1 because if they don't, they probably won't survive as a company because there's so many people that use QS1. They have to have that interface. So, you know, I walk into these trade shows and conferences that I travel at across the country with my head held high, knowing that my primary pharmacy management system is QS1 and that, you know, I've talked to, you know, 15, 20 different vendors over the last year about implementing certain technologies. And the first question they ask is, who is your pharmacy management system? Because they know I'm eager to purchase, they know I'm eager to buy, and I'm eager to sign on to their platform, but they're nervous because they don't want to know they're asking who my technology, primary pharmacy management. And I'm always happy to tell them it's QS1 because there's always an interface, you know, and the thing about being with QS1, it doesn't matter who my vendor is. I try to meet these people. I try to travel to their headquarters if it's possible when I'm around. And put a face with a name. And that's been very, very beneficial because, you know, we've had situations, you know, we had one technology provider show up on site and QS1 didn't have an interface. And I called support and, you know, they said, well, you know, it's going to take a couple of days to get this done. And so I had a personal contact that I had met at a trade show and I called them and they were able to get the interface built in 3 hours. So,
wow.
If I had made that connection before, it would have been impossible and that's not saying anything bad against them. I mean, that's just the normal workflow. It was completely my fault, but they took a problem and an emergency that I created for myself and they took that problem and solved it for me. So, you know, using technology, you have to make sure that you, to be able to leverage it, you have to make sure that you have a good foundation. And for me, that's QS1.
So that same type of ownership and responsibility taken by that QS1 team, and that's been since I entered the marketplace. I used to compete with QS1 when I sold a pharmacy management system dedicated to long-term care pharmacy. And that same type of passion for excellence in what they do, that's what I've picked up from the very beginning of working with RxSafe. So tell us, why'd you pick RxSafe and what has that done for medication adherence? And more importantly, what's that done for you to do more for your patients?
So the biggest reason I chose RxSafe is I met Bill. I looked him in, I saw the passion. He, you know, you didn't have some, you know, marketing guy from, you know, that was only there to sell, knew nothing about pharmacy, knew nothing about technology, knew nothing about engineering. And, you know, I knew the machine worked. I watched it. That's fine. But I was able to look him in his eyes, shake his hand, and he was able to tell me about his background and why his machine was better than the competitors. And I knew at that point that, you know, no matter what happened, that they would be able to be there for me and fix it. Things break, technology doesn't work all the time, but I knew at that moment that I had a solid partner. And that's what matters to me. You know, anybody can sell you something. Anybody can charge you a lot of money. But it's the service after the sale and that commitment that I'm taking a leap of faith on. And I'm doing it on behalf of my customers and patients. And so what happened to me when we started implementing this program is we're able to start completely rebranding and completely transforming how we practice pharmacy. So, to give you an example, we're able to look at a list of patients that have poor adherence and we're able to contact those patients and we're able to offer them a solution that makes their life easier. It increases their adherence rates. It increases my performance-based metrics, and it's a win-win for everybody. So, and people are really taken back whenever I say, hey, look, you've got this problem that you may not know you had, but you have this problem with adherence. I'm offering a solution for you, and I'm going to change your pharmacy experience. And we introduce them to the appointment-based model. So you come in, very similar to a doctor's office. You come in, you sit down. We have an ambulatory care clinic in our pharmacy now. You come in, you sit down. We're able to check your hemoglobin A1C. We also do PTI and R, of course, blood pressure, fingerstick blood glucose, all the standard stuff. We offer pretty much a wave test that there is. Do strep and flu testing, all that good stuff. And so they're able to come into the pharmacy on an appointment-based model. They're not waiting out there watching TV or reading a magazine. They're sitting here with me for 15 to 20 minutes, longer if necessary, obviously. And we're able to go through, and they're able to understand their medicines, why they're taking it, side effects they may experience, and they're able to talk to me about any problems they have, hopefully medication-related, but I would say it's half and half. Sometimes it's not related to medication at all. And so you're transforming that connection at the pharmacy from a the overwhelming majority of people probably do not speak to their pharmacist at all. And it's been when they pick up their medication. My standard practice over the last 9 to 10 years has been a smile and a wave and a how you doing. Mm-hmm. And now I'm able to, that's how I start the conversation, but you're in a clinic room one-on-one with a pharmacist. We've got your box of medications. They're already filled, and we're able to have an intimate conversation, and they leave with more knowledge. They leave feeling more empowered. And, obviously the satisfaction as a pharmacist is much better.
I met a guy named Ken Sternfeld, who actually is a member of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. He does a tremendous amount of content development for the network and really education to pharmacists about being more consultative, going into a physician's office, telling the physician that they'll be there for reviews of different charts, starting out a Pharmacy Fridays philosophy where they go in on Fridays and do chart reviews for a half day. They don't charge the physician anything. It's really a marketing ability to teach the physician what a pharmacist is capable of doing. And then sure enough, mentioning the fact that they have a medication adherence program and system already in place. And it's just amazing to see the combination of, you know, a passionate consultant type pharmacist working with primary care, telling them about the technology, teaching them about the abilities, and it really opens up a new kind of relationship. And in your sense, with your physician relationships, you said you already have a good relationship. But tell me, have you explained to them what you're now capable of doing in medication adherence? And have you toured them through your store to show them the technology, or how has that worked for you?
You know, and one of the biggest things you have to be careful about as you leverage technology is you have to, in my opinion, this is strictly my opinion, and it's based on experience. The worst thing, in my opinion, you can do is get a new piece of technology at day one and advertise it day two. Mm-hmm. So what we've done, especially with implementation of our RxSafe, the Rapid Pack, is we've started out with an alpha group, a beta group, and then we're taking it to everybody else. So you know, because any piece of technology you put in, you need to make sure that it works first. And there's going to be, it alters your workflow so much.
Yep.
You don't even know how you're going to respond to it. But with that being said, one of the things that we need to do is invite our physician and mid-level practitioner providers to our pharmacy to kind of show them how we do things. But with that being said, we have met with them. We have met with our local PACE center, who's very on board with using this for their patients. And the biggest thing that we're doing here is, especially for the PACE program, is, we're in such a geographically diverse area, and not everybody has reliable transportation. And so if you have a patient who you don't know what they're taking at their 5 p.m. pills or their bedtime pills or their morning pills, we've got that image. We can tell you. We can tell you what it looks like. We can tell you what it says. We can even tell you where it's at in the pouch, because we're photographically verifying on three different locations the pills. So that's been the biggest benefit to us is, before we would have somebody call and say, hey, Mrs. Jones, we need to take out, she's saying she's peeing a lot at night. So we think she's taking her Lasix at night and we think we need to fix that. Well, now we didn't know before. I mean, maybe she is, maybe she's not. Now we know. And so having that technology to say, okay, here, no, it's a white little pill. It says M2. It's teeny, teeny, tiny. It's in the pack with these three other pills, and one's red and green and blue. So we're able to provide much more details to not only the provider, but the patient. And so it creates the triangle of trust, if you will. We're just, when the physician collaborators call, the doctor's offices call, they know that we know what we're doing. And we wouldn't necessarily be able to tell them or answer those questions without the technology that we've been.
I'm excited to really listen to different pharmacy owners talk about technology, the impact of medication adherence. You're honest about it, Ben. You're not fluffing it up, making it seem any better than it is. However, it is impressive. You have a physician show up at your pharmacy, they're going to be blown away because of it's more important to have a good workflow that you can insert technology into, that even without the technology, your business would still be efficient. But what you're doing is you're accelerating your efficiency. So I see that happening with the implementation of RxSafe. That's par for the course. I hear that all the time. I know what you're saying about Mr. Holmes. Bill Holmes and I met about 4 years ago, and we just started working about 2 years ago. And I'm a passionate person too. I don't like being around fake people. And the pedigree of his background, starting with a huge technology provider, Omnicell, way back in 1996, not to give away ages, but, and then for the last, 13, 15 years, building out what now is known as RxSafe. That's not easy. I mean, you know it as a business owner. I know it as a business owner. And I think if you're listening to the show and you're thinking of pharmacy ownership, you have to understand, regardless of passion, you have to have a strong network. You have to have people that you can trust, and you have to have people in your community that you can network with. And I just think that's a very important point of being successful in independent community pharmacy today.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's the only in the automation space of technology. He is the only person who actually founded the company that you will see at any trade show. And I've seen, and it's not just the big ones. We have kind of a running joke with their booth is that for the last year I followed him around the country. He's the only, owner, basically, for lack of a better word, that shows up. And for a man to have basically devoted his entire career in this space to stand in front of a machine, and not only is he putting his name out there and here's my card, his face, is associated with that machine. And that to me is a no-brainer, and you won't see anybody else in the industry do that.
Yeah, and he's taking care of you the way that you take care of your patients. He knows what's going to happen. So he knows what he's doing for patients. And I've talked to him about the ultimate mission is not the pharmacist as much as he cares about you guys. He knows that the impact to the patient is where our attention all needs to be. Everyone in this space, including me, a podcaster in pharmacy, need to be focused ultimately on the patient.
Agree. Absolutely.
Well, sir, Mr. Ben Price Honecker is the community. The pharmacy is Tiger RX Pharmacy. Look him up, tigerrxpharmacy.com. Ben, this has been a pleasure talking with you. You get me excited about our industry, and independent pharmacy is so competitive right now, and it's not necessarily because of other pharmacies, but because of what we're all going through with PBM reform. But I am hopeful that that's coming. So I really appreciate you being on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You're very welcome. I want to thank the listeners. You have helped the Pharmacy Podcast grow since 2009, back when my mother and brother were my only listeners, as much as I love them. I thank you, listener. Please share this show episodes. Go to pharmacypodcast.com/shows. That's pharmacypodcast.com/shows. You won't believe the amount of content that's out there for you. I want to say a special thank you to Brady with the RxSafe team. He has helped me put this series together. Medication adherence is so vitally important. And with that, I thank you so much for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the RxSafe podcast series. Machine learning, intelligent technologies, and artificial intelligence is part of our global healthcare services future. Be sure to visit our website and schedule a time to talk with one of our pharmacy business consultants about the RxSafe technologies talked about on today's podcast episode. Visit us at rxsafe.com.